Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or...
I'm sorry, what?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And today, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. First of all, can you tell me, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, got it. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Okay. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And can you tell me, what is your age?
I'm 54.
54. Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
I'm going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Oh, Democratic, okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Scott Boyd.
I'm sorry, who?
Scott Boyd.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Then we have Erin Huntley.
No, never heard of him. Or her.
Okay, got it. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I have a favorable opinion.
Okay, and is that a very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, got it. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
Unfavorable.
And is that a very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Got it. Thank you so much. And the last one is Leonard Spencer.
I'm sorry, did you say Leonard Spencer?
Yes.
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Got it. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Got it. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty will face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. So now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you so much. And due to Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. So now I'm going to ask you about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. And again, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer, definitely.
Dead. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Biden, okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
Okay. And would you say you are very or somewhat conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.